song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us for this Tuesday edition. We're in full football mode. And don't forget, we'll be jumping right into soccer and volleyball and everything else that's going on in the fall. We'll be talking with some folks about that. Coach Squire's getting his volleyball squad going. Coach Cook got things going at Nebraska yesterday. Coming up on the program today, before I get into my first little... Okay, I'm tired of it already. We're going to talk high school football on day two with Rick Rebarger, head coach at Hastings High. They're trying to build a football team over there to get ready for the season. We'll also catch up with our man from Missouri, Curtis Gregory, is going to join us for our Big 12 football preview that has continued, as we've done every day since we were in Dallas and since we have returned. Talk a little Missouri football with Curtis, an offensive lineman, as Missouri looking for some love, and they're going to have to, I guess, again, earn that respect in the Big 12 North. Plus, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up. All right. Good morning, Daddy. How are you? You got anything for me?
Go ahead. I know you're ready.
It's practice three, and Bo Pelini's not happy. All right. Practice three in the spring, not happy. Practice three in fall, not happy. It's been the same thing all the time. You can't. You got to come out. It's like the scene from Major League. You lollygag over here. You lollygag. I mean, you got to shake them up. You can't say everything's great for the first 7, 10, 12 practices. Immediately, you got to come out and say, yeah, well, one nerd day. And so that's the angle for today. And when you practice 8 straight days, he's going to have to give everybody a little bit something different and get them ready for practice this afternoon. Because let's face it, Tony, if you're the athlete there and you're going out just like you love Bertrand High School football practice, but you're, you know, 3-4 practices in and Coach Kubik said, hey, everything's great, guys. Everything's great. You have enough trouble getting tough nose anyway. It's gonna
That's
be
right.
It's going to be even worse. So, ploy or honest?
Well, it's absolute crap. He knows that. He's going to play that up. Hey, they weren't sharp. You know what? They're not going to be sharp. Everybody knows that. They're going 8 days in a row. Yeah, this is a third of them. I suppose you'd wait for this day. Maybe as a coach, you'd like to see it in the fifth, sixth. You know there's going to be some lackadaisical play. You know the mental focus. That's what you're trying to get. You're trying to get some mental focus. You're trying to get some people to come off the ball, hard and go hard. Didn't happen. You know, once again, I think this is one of those teams that's an up and coming team. I don't think you hear the elite coaches say what Bo Pelini said, because I think there's a different motivation level. But it goes back to the, once again, it's the young bull and the old bull, and the young bull, we got to be there right now. We got to get it done. We got to go. The Mike Anderson approach. I'll get Garrido saying, oh, what the hell, we'll give him tomorrow. No big deal. It's the same way Bob Stoops is saying, well, that's fine. We maybe didn't do everything right, but we'll get her tomorrow.
Oh, here's what Coach said.
Yeah, you know, we got the pads on for the first time, and, you know, the practice started with good tempo. We just didn't, you know, I think we gave into the heat a little bit. Neither side was as crisp as I'd like to see it, but it's part of the process.
I mean, he wasn't just hammering the team, but he did say, yeah. And, you know, guys were asking. There's not a whole lot of questions you can answer right now when you have a little post-practice 5-minute session with the media.
I don't know what, other than maybe some injury information, if there is any, which was shoulder pads and helmets, I don't know how there would be a whole lot of that. You hope there's not very much of it.
Well, Eckler's already fired up about some of the hitting out there. Even without pads.
Well, Eckler's fired up 3 Tuesdays ago for for some reason. Yeah, people are excited. Everybody wants the season. It's 25 days away now. Everybody wants it to be here this Saturday. We got to relax. You got to let these players gel. I tune back in, and I'm not saying tune back into our high school talk, because I think some of that's going to be interesting, and there's going to be some people bring some names out and say some things that'll catch your attention. But as far as the college scene goes, and our Big 12 preview rolls on, you can get to talk about other teams. But as far as Nebraska football talk goes, I'd tune back in about a week and a half and see if there's major developments and see if maybe there's a depth chart out that's got some players ahead of one another. Because it's going to be a while before there's any real news, I got to think, unless it's injury related, and you hope you don't hear that.
Well, one of the questions asked is what the story is with Cozad's Drew Young. He has not practiced yet. He's on the roster, the 105. He's been injured. And how soon will he be back? And here's what Coach had to say.
I don't know, maybe a week. You know, we're bringing him along slowly. You know, we don't play for a while, and Drew has some experience, and you got to make sure he's exactly 100% before we put him back out there.
So Drew supposedly might have had a little work done on his back, so hopefully he'll be back soon, because that's no fun to work with that.
No, and once again, 25 days from now, you get a week. You still got 3 weeks. You still got 18 days of football. Let's be honest. There's really no days off. I mean, they're gonna rehab this deal every day up until the opener, and if Drew Young's not ready to go for Florida Atlantic, is that earth shattering news as far as Nebraska football goes? Yeah, we like to follow our local boys here in Central Nebraska, but I mean, is that gonna be a big emphasis that Howard Schnellenberger will zero in and try and exploit? I don't think so.
Coach Pelini also made a couple of comments yesterday about Matt May, the linebacker, saying he's learning a lot. He's still got a lot to learn. He's not near the finished product. The linebacking position is up for grabs. He goes, in all three spots, we don't really have any starters there right now. No one has stepped up yet and taken the job. Well, they've practiced three times. And then asked about Quentin Castilla. Very good shape, mentally ready to go. We're waiting for everybody to show that they can be somebody we depend on. So those are the big notes out of Husker practice in day three.
How long till the starting linebackers are announced? 25 days. How many days till we get
August 25th.
You know what? That's
August
about,
25th.
I was going to say the 27th. But, I mean,
August 25th. How much did you guys lift a lot of weights in high school?
That was right at the start when that was the start of the camps and when, yeah, you had to be there 7-9 days a week, otherwise you wouldn't play. Yeah.
Well, that wasn't official though, was it?
No, it was unofficial, but you never saw the field.
Well, UNK evidently did well there. We got a little release, a little story from the boys. John Larson had them going. They tested out last Thursday before they practiced. And Jack Hyatt bench pressed 409 pounds.
Okay.
Or one daddy.
Yeah. Jack Hyatt, boy, his body's got to feel like crap, doesn't it? And just watching Jack Hyatt move around. He has been hurt his whole career and still performs on Saturdays. He's an amazing kid and really flies under the radar.
Four players went more than 500 in the squat. Mason Brodeen went 402 in the hang clean. That's a lot. Rustin Dring, fourth best in the hang clean. He also had the best vertical jump at 39 inches. And a 4.3 40-yard dash.
It's okay.
Not bad, not bad. So keep them healthy, like Coach Morris said. And maybe they'll have some very good things. Preseason polls coming out now. GPAC in division NAIA gets going a little bit later. I mean, RMAC came out way early. Then we've seen where the Huskers are, and now some NAIA. Hastings College football was picked fifth in the conference, but five teams are in the top 26 of the NAIA, and they're not one of them. Sioux Falls, the defending national champion, number one. Morningside, number five. Dakota Wesleyan, 19. Northwestern of Iowa, 23rd. Nebraska Wesleyan, 26th.
I guess we'll see who knows more, the guy rating them or the coaches.
Well, am I missing something? I was under the impression the GPAC wasn't that strong. I mean, they're so strong with Morningside and
right, top heavy.
And, yeah, and Sioux Falls. I guess I was thinking that Hastings had a shot to do some damage here, and I'm not getting backed up on that so much. But we'll find out more when we talk with Coach Murka next week here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Nebraska volleyball team open camp yesterday as well. UNK doing so today. 19 people on the roster. That's pretty good, obviously, for UNK, and they have got a ton of talent coming back.
How many trophies in volleyball are hoisted in the state of Nebraska? 0, 1, or 2 national title trophies this year?
Where? Oh, well, no, I'm not even. Why? Oh, I'll say it. You want me to say it? 0.
Oh, Debbie Downer. I'm going to say there's 1 for sure.
That's what you wanted. That's what you wanted me to say. You wanted me to say 0 so you could be the hero. Oh, Daddy loves us. Oh, he's the greatest. How about that, Tony? He's something.
I ain't going to Squires. If he don't get it done this year, I'm going to deal with that guy.
Well, again, though, the crap is they're in with the number one team in the country.
Well, you're going to turn the tables on a number one team.
Well, I think they can do it. Yeah, but wouldn't you rather play them on a neutral court instead of their court? I mean, it could come down to number two UNK playing at number one Concordia St. Paul just to get to the Elite Eight. That's crap. NCAA, figure it out. That's just not right. It wouldn't be right in any sport. In the GPAC preseason coaches poll for Hastings College, they've been picked to finish fifth in the 13-team division. Northwestern of Iowa first, then Morningside, Dort, Doan, and the Hastings volleyball has been picked to finish in fifth, as they're trying to keep that program strong and on the map. Oh, and we've got some exciting news. Got some exciting news coming up in our next break. Little fella does good. Hometown boy shines well. We're going to take a break, talk some football and some golf when we come back.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM. Hey, guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
Hey, you smell smoke?
Yeah, it's my meat. Schroeder Smoked Foods.
It smells pretty good.
It is good.
Can I have a bite?
No.
Schroeder Smoked Foods. Pulled pork, smoked beef, and pork loin. Stop into Schroeder Smoked Foods and dine on delicious barbecue. Or have Schroeder Smoked Foods cater your event. Pick it up. Or have us deliver mouth-watering barbecue to your special event. Online at SchroederSmokedFoods.com. On First Street, behind the First State Bank in Shelton. Schroeder Smoked Foods. Where the fire never goes out.
Hi, I'm a mudflap from JTM Products. I guess I shouldn't be complaining about my job. It's my job to get... It's a dirty job, but at least JTM Products has the knowledge and know-how to make me look pretty. Oh, boy!
Have JTM Products customize your mudflaps. All sizes, cars, trucks, semis, and minivans. A great gift for car buffs. JTM Products can even do custom design and sizes of mudflaps, too. Always affordable prices. Call JTM Products today. 308-338-FLAP. Online at JTMProducts.com.
BioGuard, the products to keep your pool water soft and crystal clean. Hi, this is Doug Detterding reminding you nothing is better than BioGuard water treatment to kill bacteria and algae and to protect against scale corrosion and staining. We are the BioGuard water professionals with both the product knowledge and experience. We're Detterding Swimming Pool Headquarters, 2nd Avenue in Kearney and just south of Whiskey Creek in Grand Island.
Choose better things at Detterding's. It's a quality of life.
I think we need a new house. Buying or selling a home should be a personal experience. It's about helping you make a change for the better. Kearney Realty on East 52nd Street behind the mall. Call 338-1090 or kearneyrealty.net. We're smaller, more personal. We know the neighborhoods and what your home is worth. Call now for a personalized free market analysis of your home. Kearney Realty on East 52nd Street behind the mall. Call 338-1090 or kearneyrealty.net. We are outstanding in our field.
Let's face it, as much fun as summer is, our skin pays the price with burns and bites. Get to ABC Drug for sunscreens that are at least 15 SPF or above and fight against harmful UVA and UVB rays. ABC carries a sunblock that has a bug repellent. Fight the sun and the pesky mosquitoes, too. ABC Drug and Gift is your summer soothing Health Mart headquarters on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drugstore.
Need tickets? Need to sell tickets? Or cars? Or stuff out of the basement or garage? Become a super fan and you can post them on free classifieds. Click on to find the deals too. ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Become a super fan today.
Sunny skies will develop across the area as we head through the day today with high temperatures around 91. Winds also stay variable at 5 to 10. For tonight, clear skies continue with a low around 62. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 81.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A reminder that coming up this Saturday, it's the 30th annual Elizabeth Stratton Memorial Run. The 5K run and walk at 8:30. They have a kids' one-mile fun run at 9:30. And this is at the Great Platte River Road Archway. You can register, get your T-shirt, get in, family packages. There's all kinds of information that you can find out more about. You can contact Kim Squires, who is in charge of the event. Number there is 233-0311, 233-0311, and they've got divisions for everybody from 12 and under all the way up to 60 and over. It's a fun time, and it is for the third annual Elizabeth Stratton Memorial Run coming up this Saturday at the Arch. Kind of a neat view at 8:30 in the morning. You ever seen that, Daddy?
Once. Beautiful.
8:30 in the morning?
Yep. Once.
Okay. Just checking. Well, got some news going on here. What?
Got some good news, I think.
We told you we'd have some news about a local boy done good.
Our buddy.
He looks like a wreck. It's in the hole!
Scotty Bruja, our assistant pro at Meadowlark Hills. He just won the 2009 Callaway Golf Nebraska PGA Assistant Championship for the second time in his career. Two-round total of 144. Good enough for a one-shot victory over Derek Nicholson of the Beatrice Country Club. Both players have an opportunity to represent the section at National Assistance Championship. That's in Florida, October 1st through the 4th.
That's correct. So congratulations to Scott Bruja, the assistant out at Meadowlark Hills. Got the job done yesterday. They played at Riverside. They moved this around the state, but they played at Riverside in Grand Island in 73-71. Good enough to do that. And guys from all over the state of Nebraska, you see most of them seem to be from the eastern part of the state, but you know, you've got a few that played from out in this area, and not only did Scott best them, but he was the best of the best. So Bruja would have joined us on the show today, but he's busy taking a nap. So there you go.
He would have joined us, but
pretty good day for him. His first little child turned 5 months yesterday, and now he's off to Florida, and I'm not sure who's happier, him or the wife.
I'm pretty sure it's him. She's not very happy about this Florida deal.
Oh, she loves it.
Oh,
she gets to go.
Oh, okay.
So that's what. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So who do you think's happier now?
I'm going to say Shannon.
There you go. Hey, congrats, Scott. Make sure if you're going out to play league tonight, you slap him on the back of the head. Give him a Buckeye. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up on the show today, as we mentioned, Curtis Gregory of Missouri. And on the high school side, Rick Rebarger is going to join us as the Hastings Tigers are heading into their second day of practice. So there you go. And, Daddy, this weekend, the Class A State Tournament going on in Kearney. This is the Nebraska Baseball Association. There are going to be 8 teams coming in, and the Kearney Colonels will play the first game Friday night against the Lincoln Reds. And there's 2 pools. They play Friday night, that game, and then all day Saturday and Sunday. The state championship game is scheduled for Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Plenty of baseball will be played on Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Kearney, Lincoln, Council Bluffs. There's 6 teams, excuse me. 2 Lincoln teams, Omaha, Scotts Bluff, Council Bluffs, and the Kearney Colonels will get the job done there.
It's all going on at Memorial Field, huh? That's
Yes.
This was a state runner-up a year ago, the Kearney Colonels, so if you have a chance to check out some.
I thought they won it.
Baseball.
They win it last year? I thought the Colonels won it that way. They could go up and play in South Dakota this year.
I thought Torrey had an air.
Joe, he's such a big wimp. He's injured. 888-455-ESPN. Okay, your turn. I thought you had something you wanted to talk about. No? We can, because we got Coach Rebarger coming up here in about 5 minutes, so we got some time to kill. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is up on the program today. A $25 gift card is your chance to pick that up. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. That is the gayest Troutman trivia. I said no. We're not doing that one. No. We're not doing it. I said no. We're not. No.
All right.
We're not doing that. It would make people sick on two different fronts is what it would do. Two different fronts is what it would make people disgustingly sick on. Again, with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, if you haven't won in the last 2 months, you are eligible for that $25 gift card. Daddy, how is your latest batch of Troutman's?
Oh, you know, this is the time of year. People say it this time of year every year. You've got the tomatoes at Farmer's Market. You've got the tomatoes out of your garden. Regardless, they're fresh tomatoes. Why not try the BLT with the freshest and best bacon around? You won't ever buy bacon anywhere else once you have Kerry Troutman's bacon. I'm telling you that right now. You pick up the baked beans, you pick up the Troutman's bacon, and as they say sometimes, boom goes the dynamite.
Wow, 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 why is it very nice?
It is a very nice.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. All right, well, we got idiots calling. Let's get them on the air here. 888-455-ESPN. Not you, Derek. You're doing fine. You're doing a great job
today. Thank you.
I didn't give you any signals. So.
No, you didn't.
Not yelling at you. Quit.
Well, I heard idiots come on the air. I figured it was my turn to talk.
I don't. I'm guessing our first caller today, not an idiot. Who are we talking with?
It's Ken.
Ken, how are you today?
Not too bad.
All right. We're going to talk to Curtis Gregory from Missouri here in just a moment. Who is the career rushing leader in Missouri football history?
How about Wilder?
That is incorrect, but thanks for calling. Try again, 888-455-ESPN. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with? Hello?
Nobody there, huh?
Nobody there. All right, we'll get the next one. I'm switching it up. I've got all kinds of different trivia questions today. Whole bunch of different trivia questions. Doug and Daddy Show, who are we chatting with?
This is John here in Kearney.
John, how are you?
Sick, because I think Michael Vick's going to go to the Raiders and we'll be even more turmoil than what we already are.
Oh, I hate the Raiders. No, I don't, John. Let's give you a question here. Here is your Troutman's trivia question. Now, it's Missouri football. Who is the last team that Missouri lost to in a bowl game? And this was very recent.
Missouri lost two in a bowl game. I knew the rusher, and you changed it up.
Oh, yeah, I had to do that.
Oh, gosh. Missouri lost in bowl game. I'll go UConn.
Ah, good guess, but incorrect. John, try back. We'll talk to you later, bud. 1-888-455-ESPN. Doug and Daddy Show, who we chatting with?
Mark and Minden.
Mark, what is up?
Not much. What's up, fellas?
All right, well, we're just dominating here a little bit. We are dominating. Here we go. How many consecutive season openers have Missouri won?
Five.
Ooh, wrong. Sorry, Mark, try back. See, last couple of weeks they've been softballs. So today we got some time to kill. We're not throwing out softballs. You better be checking some stuff out. You better be checking some stuff out.
I got to get in here.
So, all right, you got one? Okay, we're going to Daddy. We're getting away from Missouri football. Okay, Doug and Daddy Show, who are we chatting with?
It's Ken again.
Ken, fire something off to him.
Ken, what is the Arkansas State mascot?
Tiger.
That's incorrect.
0 for 2. Get back into the practice circle. Take another cut. Well, let's go back to the phone lines here. Who are we chatting with?
This is Brett from Gibbon.
Hey. Bringing in a Buffalo right here from Gibbon. All right, let's go back. You want to recycle one, Daddy, or you want a new one? Okay, let's recycle. Who's the leading rusher in Missouri football history?
I didn't know it the first time.
Oh, no! You want to take a guess?
He's gone.
Oh, let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with? Doug and Daddy Show.
They're gone, too.
Okay. Well, we can. That's all we can do is answer the phone and hopefully talk to somebody. That's all we can do. That's all we can do. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
John again.
John, now the last 2 years, Missouri has played Oklahoma in the Big 12 title game. You got
correct.
That? We're good there? We're good there? What's the total points they've scored in those two games?
You're making this difficult. I'd say about maybe 34.
Oh, very, very close, John, but not right. Sorry. Let's keep going here. 1-888-455-ESPN. I hope he's not around the studio right now because he might come in and just slap us. Let's go back to the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
Bill.
Bill, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Daddy, did you have one? I mean, you gave me a little wink and a nod there. Did you have one?
No, go ahead. You're doing fine. It's your Oklahoma State, your Missouri.
Missouri,
time.
Okay. Well, I thought you had one there. Okay, I thought you had one there. Bill, who's the last team Missouri lost to in a bowl game?
Colorado State.
Ooh. No, but good guess. Thanks, Bill. 1-888-455-ESPN. I might have to throw a new one in here. 1-888-455-ESPN. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Same guy.
Holy moly. What do you got us on, speed dial?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, see, I got to give you a question we haven't asked you yet. So, okay, da-da-da-da-da. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Missouri plays at Nevada in week 4 of the season. How many times has Missouri lost to a member of the WAC conference?
Daddy, you're putting him up to this, aren't you?
No, I really had nothing to do with this. I've
twice.
No, the answer is zero. Sorry, John. They're 7-0-1 against the WAC conference. Back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Brandon.
You got it, Daddy? Okay, go ahead.
You know what? I'm gonna throw you a mascot question.
Okay, you're going back to the Huskers. All right.
I'm going back to the Huskers. Florida Atlantic. What's their mascot?
I have no idea. I want the Missouri rushing question.
Sorry, Brandon.
Oh, man. We're throwing a bunch of just real junk out there today. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Sean Evans.
All right, Sean.
Hey, Big Sean, what's going on?
All right, how are you doing tonight or today?
I'm all right.
All right, I'm going to ask you, Sean.
Give me something easy.
Okay, I'm going to ask you the first one. Who's the leading Loper rusher? What's that?
The Loper mascot.
The Loper mascot. I'm going to ask you who the leading rusher in Missouri history is.
God darn it. It was a guy from last year. I can't remember his name, though.
Oh, no, it wasn't from last year. I'd have given you a hint, but it wasn't from last year. Hey, thanks, Sean. We'll talk to you soon, buddy. Hot dogs on us. Let's go back to the phone lines. Doug and Daddy Show, who are we chatting with?
This is Bob.
Bob. What's the mascot of Florida Atlantic?
Give me the rusher. Everybody's had a crusader. Who knows?
Oh, sorry, Bob. No, not a crusader. Everybody's had time to look up the rusher.
What is the time to look
the
up?
Rusher, the rusher is Brad Smith. I'm not asking anymore. The rusher is Brad Smith, if you thought you had it. It was Brad Smith. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Weston.
Weston, how you doing today?
Good.
What is the mascot at Arkansas State? Who the Huskers play in game 2?
I'm going to have to guess. The Eagles.
I'm sorry, Weston.
Oh, man. That was closer to Florida Atlantic. But thanks for trying, Weston. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Jason.
Jason. All right, here we go. Missouri football. What Big 12 opponent did Missouri score the most points against last year? What Big 12 opponent did Missouri score the most points against last year? I'm even going to help you out. It was not Nebraska. So what opponent did Missouri score the most points against in the conference last year?
Iowa State.
No, it was not Iowa State. They also scored 52 like they did against Nebraska. They scored 58 against this one opponent. Hey, thanks for calling. 1-888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
This is Jeff.
Jeff, same question. Who did Missouri score the most points against in conference last year?
dang it, I was hoping for Florida Atlantic.
We can't even pick them right, can we?
I'm going to go just way off and say they scored the most against Oklahoma State, even though they lost.
No, that wasn't right. Just 23. Hey, thanks for the call, though. 888-455-ESPN. Back to the phone lines. We're trying to give away a $25 gift card to Troutman's, and we're struggling a little bit, although they have been tough questions. Who we got now?
John.
John, who did Missouri score the most points against in conference last year?
Oh, man.
We've eliminated three schools. It's not Nebraska. It's not Iowa State. It's not Oklahoma State.
Baylor.
That's not Baylor. Okay, we can eliminate Baylor. Baylor is out. They scored 31 against Baylor. Back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Sean.
Sean, did I ask you the points question?
I don't know. I haven't been on yet.
Oh, well, it's a different Sean. Okay. I'm going to keep with this one for a while. We've eliminated four teams. Who did Missouri score the most points against in conference last season?
Oh, dang. I scared, turned down my radio when I got through. Colorado.
Colorado's right. We got a winner! We got a winner!
Wow.
58-0, the beatdown of Cody Hawkins and his father.
He needed it.
58-0. Hold on the line, Sean, and we will get you a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. And while Derek does that, we'll give the answers to most of the other questions. Daddy, the mascots?
Well, Florida Atlantic is the owl. Everybody knows that.
Who?
Because the national sanctuary for the burrowing owl is the Florida Atlantic campus. Duh. I think it's more of a... Anyway, and then Arkansas State, I thought the Indians. I think people would go with that.
They had to change that
because of since Obama became president. It's the Red Wolves.
Good God, really? Okay, and all right, some of them I had. The last loss for Missouri... The Sun Bowl, everybody, I was waiting for somebody to say Northwestern last year. They actually won that in overtime. But 2 years ago, they beat or lost to Oregon State 39-38 in the Sun Bowl. So that's the only loss in the last four bowl games for Missouri. They had never lost. We told you Brad Smith, career rushing leader, they had never lost to a WAC team. They're 7-0-1. Was there anything else that we threw out there?
How many yards Brad Smith have to be the career rushing leader?
4,289. Second, a guy I've never heard of, Zach Abron, and he graduated in 03. So he was in the backfield with Brad Smith. Brock Olivo was third.
Whew.
So Brad Smith threw for 8,800 and rushed for 4,289. Congratulations, Sean. You're the winner. When we come back, we're going to talk Missouri football. We'll catch up with offensive lineman Curtis Gregory, and then in the last segment of the show, Rick Rebarger going to join us with Hastings High football. Stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It was just last week when a Doug and Daddy listener was overheard making this remark.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Guess that about sums it up.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In this rough economy, it seems like every day another company's losing money and laying off employees. It's nice to hear some good news, and we've got some. Vizio, America's HD TV company, wants to thank you for making them America's fastest growing company there. And how are they doing it? With $1 million event from now until August 31st. They'll give away $1 million worth of their biggest and highest performing HD TV, the all-new 55-inch Vizio XVT series. Log on now, www.vizio.com, to enter to win. Vizio, where vision meets value.
Where do you find the best person to change your oil? Try the rearview mirror. That's right, you. And the pros at Advance Auto Parts can show you how easy it is and help you save money with offers like 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter for only $14.99. See store for details. One oil change is all it takes to discover nobody is more qualified to get the job done right than you. Then do what's right for the environment and bring back your old oil. They'll recycle it. Advance Auto Parts. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
This is your ESPN radio playbook for the week of August 10th. The third annual Elizabeth Stratton Memorial Run will take place at the Great Platte River Road Archway on Saturday, August 15th at 8:30 a.m. There will be a 5K run and walk or a kids' one-mile fun run. For more information, call 308-237-1660 or 308-233-0311. An ALS walk and fundraiser will take place at the Buffalo County Extension Center, the Buffalo County Fairgrounds in Kearney from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, August 15th. For more information on the fundraiser or the walk, contact Terry Ripp at 308-457-2012. Please send events well in advance to ESPN Superstation, P.O. Box 130, Kearney, Nebraska 68848, or P.O. Box 726, Hastings, Nebraska 68901. You can also fax events to 308-234-6781.
Sunny skies will develop across the area as we head through the day today with high temperatures around 91. Winds also stay variable at 5 to 10. For tonight, clear skies continue with a low around 62. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 81.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, the Royals had the day off yesterday, Daddy.
Hooray.
Now they get to help determine who's going to win the American League Central by seeing who beats up on them in their 9-game road trip. 3 at Minnesota, 3 at Detroit, 3 at Chicago. When the Royals return home on Thursday the 20th for an off day and then play Minnesota again, give me the win-loss total on this 9-game road trip.
2-7.
All right. I was going to say 2-7, but because you're Mr. Negativity, I'll say 3-6. and we'll go with that. We'll see what happens. We'll see if we even remember that. I thought peanut butter jelly would catch on and be all over the world, and now...
It would have, if we could play it more than once a month.
Good Lord. It's time for our Big 12 football preview. More of the information we've learned and more of the folks that we've talked to at Big 12 Media Days in Dallas, Texas. You heard so much great from the live interviews and the live shots down there. We wanted to bring back even more. And today, it's Curtis Gregory, offensive lineman from Missouri, brought to you in part by Dynagrow Seed, where they've announced and registered for sale in 2010 their SmartStax Corn Hybrids, the ag industry's most advanced BT and herbicide offering available in corn today. Contact your local Dynagrow representative to find out more about the Dynagrow SmartStax Hybrids that are available to order today. Let's talk a little Missouri football with Curtis Gregory here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Big 12 Media Days. And we don't want to jump right into Missouri-Nebraska, do we?
No, we don't. Let's stay away from that 52-17 beatdown that they gave us a year ago in Lincoln, in our own backyard where they hadn't won in 30 years.
Curtis, thanks for letting the Huskers score on the last play, by the way. We want to bring up Missouri football, so let's talk a little bit about the Tigers. You guys aren't getting any props this year. How's that settling with the guys on the team and the coaches right now?
It's just people's opinions, you know. I mean, we're not happy about it by any means. You know, you're never excited to get picked last, just like, you know, in grade school kickball or something. You're never going to be the last one picked. But it's just something you got to go out there and just put everything aside and go play your game.
Offensive lineman for the Missouri Tigers, Curtis Gregory, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Curtis, talk a little bit about the you missing Chase, you missing Mac, you missing Chase Kaufman and those guys. How's this offense going to be in your opinion?
Guys just got to come in, step in, fill the spots, fill the shoes. Definitely some big ones to fill. That's what recruiting does. You know, you get good players to come back in and fill in for good players and just hopefully get better each year.
As we take a look at the overall scheme of this football team, the defense is a spot that maybe was supposed to be strong last year, and some points got put up in a few ball games. But give us your thoughts on what the defense has right now.
Defense, they got, you know, Spoon coming back, Jerron, just a lot of new guys. New defensive coordinator, from what I can tell, just a lot more assignment-based. Like, you get your job done, and that's all you worry about. Don't worry about, you know, get your job done. Used to be a former Marine. I mean, like I told the other guys just a while ago, there was definitely a lot more yelling last spring than what there ever has been from Coach Steck.
Blaine Gabbert comes in, looks to be the quarterback this year. What's the main difference between him and Chase Daniel?
Blaine just isn't quite comfortable yet, like, you know, joke around or anything like with Chase. You know, the last 2 years he'd come in the huddle during practice, you know, and be slapping around. And, you know, when it's time to do business, we're business. But just getting Blaine to calm down and get in the role and have him play his game. That's the most important thing, is he doesn't need to come in and try and be Chase Daniel and, you know, just right away, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 yards. Just needs to come in and play his game and do what he knows.
You know, he was heralded with his arm strength. What's his arm strength compared to Chase, in your opinion?
I really don't know too much. I know they can both throw balls further than me. That's not saying very much. I'm about 20, 30 yards. That's all I got.
Curtis Gregory joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Curtis, how fun have the last couple of years been as far as playing and getting Missouri football on the national scene?
Oh, it's been unreal experience for me. I come from a 1A high school in rural Missouri. I graduated 26 kids in my class. My senior year, there was 22 kids on the football team. 8 of us never came off the field. I mean, we made the state playoffs every year. You know, it was big for us to be on the game of the week back home on the radio. Like, oh man, KMMO's here. You got to play. You know, got to play good. You can be on the radio this week. So, just the it's been a whirlwind the last 2 years. All the national attention and everything, and being around the guys that are going to Heisman ceremonies and All Americans, and coming to Dallas for the Cotton Bowl and San Antonio for that bowl and the Big 12 championship games. It's been a ride for me.
Curtis, you're one of three teams. USC, Oklahoma, and you have won 22 games the last two seasons. Do you guys ever think about that? Do you talk about that? Or is that something down the road you look back on as being, that's pretty damn cool?
You don't really think about it until someone brings it up. And then when you hear it, you go, oh, that's neat. And then you just kind of store it away again.
Curtis, how much emphasis is put on the Illinois game to set the tone for this season?
Well, it's just a game. You got to come out and be on top of it right away. I mean, it's not like you're going out there and playing a low Division 1A or 1AA or something like that. You're going out there. I mean, it's Illinois. It's Big Ten. It's football from snap one of the season. So you got to just go out there and be ready, have a great camp, and get everything in place, and go to St. Louis. And we go in there on Friday. We'll run through the dome a little bit, and then Saturday it's football. I mean, just instantly.
Missouri's Curtis Gregory joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Finally, Curtis, sounds like you were on vacation a little bit. You need to learn how to wear a hat, huh?
No, there was a day we were on the beach for like 6 hours. And then the following day, and I could feel my head. Like, my hair's starting to get thin now. I'm 23. I'm starting to lose my hair already. And I could feel my head getting burnt. And Dad and I were on the farm like 3 days after I got back. I go to scratch my head, and a big old flake of skin came down off my head. And I'm like, oh, man, I didn't realize it was that bad.
Curtis Gregory joining us for Big 12 Media Days. Daddy, how do you moisturize your bald head, don't you?
That's what you've got to do. I'm really disappointed you didn't know that.
After we talked to Curtis, Daddy had to give him some pointers. But, you know, it's too late this time. Maybe he can learn later.
It's all about a learning process.
Swim, move, and moisturizing. You were teaching a lot to these college athletes down at Big 12 Media Days. Curtis Gregory, offensive lineman from the University of Missouri, and our report's brought to you in part by Dyna-Grow Seed. Dyna-Grow offering smart stacks. It combines 8 corn traits to provide farmers the absolute broadest spectrum of above and below ground protection available against insects and weeds versus any product in the market today. Contact your local Dyna-Grow representative to find out more about the new smart stacks hybrids. When we come back, high school football. Rick Rebarger from Hastings will join us.
You can go psycho. You can hurt yourself or someone else.
I don't know. I think a man could get used to this. Grow to love it.
Careful out there. Doug and Danny will be right back.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. Here's the old way to meet for business. Over the phone, drive cross town, meet in person. Here's the new, better way. You meet clients and colleagues online with GoToMeeting.com. It's like meeting in person, but less time-consuming and less expensive. You start your meeting with just a click. Everyone can see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Use GoToMeeting.com to host a sales presentation, a product demonstration, or a training session. You can host as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. GoToMeeting.com. My listeners can try it. In fact, try it free for a month, 30 days. A month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com, and use the promo code Colin. The old way or the new way is so obvious.
Double dip, double down, double the fun, all good doubles. But nothing beats double the savings at Kearney Yamaha. Right now, cash in on double savings at Kearney Yamaha when you buy a new Yamaha ATV or motorcycle. That's right, double savings. Now through the end of the month, Kearney Yamaha is having a double rebate sale. For example, buy a new Yamaha Grizzly and the guys at Kearney Yamaha will double the $700 rebate to $1,400. Buy a Yamaha Star motorcycle and the $1,000 rebate magically doubles to $2,000.
This is Terry Lobig from Kearney Yamaha, and it's our annual double rebate sale. The perfect time to save tons of money and get the Yamaha ATV or motorcycle of your dreams. There's never been a better time to get a new machine from Kearney Yamaha.
So whether you're looking for fun or a fuel-saving motorcycle, you can save up to $2,000. And farmers, if your ATV has seen better days, now is the time to upgrade and save big. Double savings now through August 30th at Kearney Yamaha, just south of I-80.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Sunny skies will develop across the area as we head through the day today with high temperatures around 91. Winds also stay variable at 5 to 10. For tonight, clear skies continue with a low around 62. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 81.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Going to be some fun this Friday night. Second Street Slammer, as it's a benefit in Hastings for the American Legion Baseball Program. Three former Nebraska volleyball players, Amanda Gates, Maggie Griffin, and Danny Mancuso, will all be in town. They all play prominent roles, of course, in the 06 national title run. And they're going to play three exhibition matches at the Slammer in their beautiful sand volleyball courts. And the final match is set up for an auction with the winning bidder among area volleyball players getting the chance to play against the Division I standouts. All games go to 25. You can contact Butch at the Slammer for more information. But don't forget, it's just a $5 cover to go watch and have a great time on Friday. See some of the former Huskers, help out the American Legion baseball programs there in Hastings. Going on at the Slammer on Friday night. You okay with that?
Well, I'm looking forward. I would look forward to it if I was around.
It's kind of a Hastings theme, ain't it?
I think it is. We'll carry that right over to Hastings football.
It's day two of high school football camp for Class A and B. And as we mentioned, anybody that plays August 28th in that week zero game in C and D. And yesterday we had a chance to catch up with Brandon Cool at Kearney High. And we continue our trip through the Tri-Cities today. As we look at Hastings High, they're getting their season underway. And Coach Rick Rebarger joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
How are you doing? Good morning.
Hey, great to talk to you again. You got a day of camp under your belt, conditioning under your belt. You've seen what the kids have been doing in the weight room. As far as all that summer workout went, how do you think the shape of your ball club is heading into fall camp?
Well, I think we made some steps towards improvement from last year as far as our off-season work. You know, we kind of doubled the number of kids that obtained the goal. And, you know, like I think any football coach you talk to, they're never going to be 100% satisfied. So it is what it is, and I think we're in a better shape this year than we were in last year.
Rick, sounds like maybe a new attitude in Hastings. Who do you attribute that to?
Well, I think we've got a large group of seniors that have been very positive, very pleasant to be around, and working you know, real hard to right the ship, so to say, and so I think, you know, everything starts with those guys.
I know you guys put a big emphasis on hitting the weight room, and any team that wants to turn things around knows that you got to do conditioning, and you got to be ready to go so that when it gets to the X's and O's, the kids can accomplish that mission. You think maybe that's one of the things that's going to help this team out?
Well, I think it's definitely going to, you know, help us. You know, like I mentioned, we've got a little bit more commitment out of our seniors this year, and you know, we've got some young guys that have stepped up, and You know, the thing is, obviously you need the strength and the speed, and that, a lot of that gets developed in the off season. But the other side of that is hopefully through that development we'll stay out of the training room a lot more.
Hastings High football coach Rick Rebarger joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, it sounds like skill positions may be the strength of this team.
Yeah, I believe so. You know, I think although he only started two games, but we've got Brady Rutt coming back, quarterback, and he's going to be a junior, and obviously he's done real well in the weight room, and we moved Brandon Reeves, who was our starting quarterback to start the year, to fullback, and he's had tremendous strides in the offseason. And of course, we've got that little shifty runner, Randy Butler, back there that, you know, if our linemen can get their assignments down and get in the way and give us a little bit of push, I think these guys can find some creases and hopefully do some damages to some defenses.
Take a look at the defensive side of the football now then, Coach. Where's the strength of the team going to be on that side?
You know, I think it's, again, kind of probably being our secondary. Our linebacking core is athletic, but inexperienced. So, obviously, we've got to make big strides here in camp, and it's going to be a learning process. Hopefully, we minimize our mistakes against Columbus enough to give us a chance to win the ball game. And, you know, we've got Nick Patrick up front, who's one of the strongest kids we've got in our weight room, and then Jack Andreessen, a young man we moved to a defensive end, had a real good camp at UNK, and he's got some levers on him and worked real hard in the weight room. So, you know, I think, to be honest with you, again, I think you move it around, and we're more athletic, obviously, in our skill positions than we are up front. But we've got some kids that are going to have to pick up the learning curve real quickly in order to be successful on both sides, offensive and defensive line.
Rick, size up your schedule for us. I know you guys have had a gauntlet about the last 3 or 4 years to get through.
Yeah, and, well, you know, we open up with Cleveland. You know, it's just, it's kind of the nature of the beast. You know, last time I looked, we were the fifth largest school in Class B, and the state makes your schedule. And you know, they're not going to be kind, nor should they be to a school that large. And we open up with Columbus, and we got to go down and play Skyler, who's still got a tremendous back coming back for them, and that's going to be a tough contest. We got Scott's Bluff coming here, thank God, this year. but they're going to be good. I really think they're going to be good. You know, they always do well in numbers, and they've got a lot of kids that they play. So they've got a ton of playing experience coming back. And, of course, Seward, Coach Welch over there, always does a good job with the young man he has. And we got McCook, obviously. And then we get in our district play, and we've got Grand Island Northwest that, you know, their coach is really talking about making them a lot more physical. And you know, I think they're going to be a decent football club. And obviously we've got Adams Central across town here that they were 6-3 last year, and they've got quite a few kids coming back and two tremendous running backs. And then, you know, obviously we've got the Finney State champion to deal with as well. So, it's the way that what it is. You know, we don't run from it. We never have. We don't hide from it. And I know one thing: our kids are going to line up and play as hard as they can for 48 minutes in each game they play.
Coach Rick Rebarger joins us here for another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show as they're into camp, had their first workout, official workout yesterday. Get back to the X and O's a little bit. We were talking with Coach Kuhl and everybody that has to find some new players to fit into some spots. I want to get back to your offense a little bit. If you're a team that isn't very experienced at the line, that probably means you try to get outside. If you are, you want to crash it up the middle. Are you set on the type of game plan you want to implement the first couple of games already, or is that still a work in progress?
No, we did a lot of that work in the offseason. We looked at what we had coming back, and you know, we're an option-style offense, so we've got multiple ways to put guys hopefully in a pickle that we have a difficult time blocking. And we try to get them in a situation which whatever decision they make, if we do our job correctly, it's going to be the wrong decision because we have a different option to go with the ball or a different place to go with the ball. So we simplified it, that's for sure. We did do that, and hopefully that's going to pay dividends for us down the road.
Rick, give me two newcomers to your squad that are going to make immediate impacts on the varsity, and after a couple games, people watching the film are going to notice those two kids.
Well, hopefully we've got a young man up front, Alex Keel, that's, you know, he weighs about 240 pounds. He goes about 6'2", he's the kind of kid we got out of the band room as a sophomore. It was his first year, so he was very inexperienced, and he's been doing a real good job for us up front. And then we got another young man that's coming into the line. And the other kid is about 240 that didn't play last year by the name of Nico Panganiban. And hopefully Nico picks up the system real well. He's had a tremendous offseason and been very good with his attitude, been to everything we wanted him to come to, and has done a tremendous job. And so really that's where we're looking for guys to step up, and hopefully those two young men step up.
Well, Rick, we really appreciate your attitude here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You come on anytime we want, do our interviews with us. We really appreciate that.
Anytime you need me, you know, as long as we don't have practice going on, you can come anytime.
Well, I know that's where you're headed, so we'll let you get going, Coach. Open up with Columbus. Best of luck.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Coach Rick Rebarger from Hastings High School joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As we said, they open with Columbus on the 28th. And so sounds like they're going to have to get that technique down on the line so that the rest of the kids behind them on both sides can do their jobs as well. So if they can beef up the line, sounds like Hastings will be in a lot better shape this season than they were at this time last year. That brings us to the end of another Doug and Daddy Show. Hey, we want to thank everybody for calling in, participating in Troutman's Tuesday Trivia today. Sorry it was so hard, losers. Try again next week when we do it again on Tuesday. And we want to thank our folks that joined us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Curtis Gregory from Missouri. Our Big 12 preview continued. And, of course, as you just heard as we talked to Rick Rebarger, the head football coach at Hastings High School. Tomorrow we're going to go to Lexington. Phil Truax is going to join us for the Minutemen. Also, we're going to go to scout.com with Brian Munson, who's going to join us on the show tomorrow. Among our guests as our Big 12 preview continues, and we really talk a lot of Husker football. Who's coming in? Who is still to come in? Some of the new recruits. We'll talk about that as well on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll start delving into UNK and Hastings College outside of football, some of their athletic teams as well. If you missed any of the show, go to the website, catch it on the podcast at ESPNSuperStation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.